Marilyn Moran Townsend, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you're a lefty, I'm a lefty, so tell our listeners, what's the big deal about being left-handed? What makes us so special?
There must be a reason that left-handers have lasted throughout all of history and all of time, and we make up between 10 and 12% of the population, so not very much, but it's always been that number. So there's a reason, and I think it is because we're special. We bring a different point of view, we bring a lot of creativity. And if you look at the top military power, sports, government, celebrity, you find a disproportionate number of lefties.
Okay, you just mentioned two interesting points. One is the point of view, and the other thing is creativity. Why is that particularly high in a left-hander?
Well, just think about it. From the moment you're born, you have to navigate in a right-handed world, and it causes you to find workarounds and to figure out how to do things differently, and that sparks creativity. It's also been proven that leaders are individuals who are not afraid to go against the crowd, to look at different ways to do things, and that's usually why they rise to the top, which may explain why there are so many left-handers in leadership positions around the world. In fact, 5 of our last 7 presidents were lefties.
Who are some of your favorite self-pod personalities?
Well, there are a lot in my family, so, and it is true that left-handedness does tend to be more of a genetic predisposition. But there are a lot of celebrities. The richest woman in the world, Oprah Winfrey, is left-handed. The richest man in the world, Bill Gates, is left-handed. So there are inventors, Ben Franklin, Steve Forbes, Dr. Schweitzer. There are people at the top of almost every sport, LeBron James and others, who have succeeded as lefties in a right-handed world. Jimi Hendrix restrung his guitar upside down in order to handle the fact that it was made for a right-handed person.
So where there's a left-handed will, there's usually the brain power and a way.
There is a way. So it is finding that way. And that finding the way really does lead to a lot of creativity.
Well, Left-Handed Day is nearly 20 years old by now as an international holiday. What kind of an impact is it making world round, do you think?
I imagine that most people don't know about it, so I'm thrilled that we're doing this program today and that we've got this wonderful Left Fest that is happening today. And it's going to have all kinds of fun activities, including a can opening contest for right-handers using a left-handed can opener, and a cornhole throw contest where you must throw with a left hand. So I think those kinds of things will give right-handers an opportunity to get maybe a little more empathy for what it's like to live in a world of the opposite hand.
Why should we give all those right-handers the left-hand experience, do you think?
For one thing, it's really true, and research bears this out, that when you try something differently, you make new brain connections. So it's actually very healthy for you. And it just really helps you to have an empathy for individuals who don't think like you, which makes you a better person if you can think differently.
How directly is all of this connected to the long time throughout history that being left-handed was considered, well, sinister, to be literal?
Maybe not surprising, but from our language to our practices, everybody has thought of the lefty as being somehow not right. If you refer to someone who has 2 left feet, they're a bad dancer. Being on the left hand of God at the end of time is not where you want to be, because those people don't have a great eternal destination. It's really in all kinds of faiths and all kinds of cultures. There are people who will bound a left hand to make someone a right-hander. In the Salem witch trials, it was used as proof that you were a witch.
Thanks to Lois Eubank, Fort Wayne has its own Left Fest, and there's a lot to be learned, a lot of fun to be had, and a lot to learn. What would you recommend if folks do want to do some continuing education on the subject of left-handedness?
you don't really have to go very far to do that. Of course, the internet has lots of great material. The library has lots of great material. One of my favorite books is called A Left-Hand Turn Around the World. But the Handedness Research Institute is actually located at Indiana University, International Institute.
Who knew?
Who knew?
That is perfect.
They do.
Those Hoosiers must have been a left-handed person in charge.
Yeah, week. I'm sure of that.
Okay. Marilyn Moran Townsend will be delivering her presentation, The Sinister Hand, later today at the second annual Left Fest on South Wayne Avenue. She joined us here in the Madge Rothschild Studios. Marilyn, thank you so much for shedding some light on the day, and a southpaw fist bump to you.
And back to you.